What's up, everybody, and thank you so much for tuning in to 305 Radio, a part of 305 Magazine on your favorite underground station, MiamiUndergroundRadio.com.
What up? This is George, 305 Magazine, and along with us for today, our special guest is Mr. Singer, songwriter, producer,
everything.
Da Vinci.
On our guild. What up, y'all? What's good?
Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Man, Da Vinci does a lot of things. Not only does he do production, beats, he's involved with a lot of things. And I want to know about everything. First and foremost, he's got guitars over guns.
Yeah, that's...
Mentor. And
been doing that for about 4 years now. As a full-blown teacher, 2 years. And I used to substitute first for Nuisance from Artificial.
Oh, get out of here.
And he brought me in, and I noticed what they were doing, and I thought it was cool. I just initially was asked by Chad Bernstein, which is the CEO, to come in a few years back, but I wasn't mentally ready to do that. I'm in the street. I did everything that I had to do, hustling, and I thought automatically I was not an example for what teenagers need. He needed the opposite.
Gotcha.
So
real quick, man, I'm sorry to just jump into this, So tell me a little bit about it yourself for those that don't know.
Well, I've been in the cave for the last 2-3 years. Since 2013, long story short, I got sick and I had to stop doing the scene for a while. And I'm still going through it, but it's a lot better now and I can deal with it. Right. So, yeah, man. I mean, I think the last big thing I did was the J. Dilla first year. The second year, I was a little bit too sick to do it, but I was still hanging around with them.
All right.
And, yeah, man.
So what's this J. Dilla thing?
So it was the J. Dilla weekend. It was 2015, I want to say. Yeah, right. 2015 and 16. And I had got contact with Ma Dukes. She heard a mixtape that I did in my hospital bed. And she was like, yo, your story's crazy. And thank you for thinking of my son and this and that. And I was like, it's beyond that, man. And for those who don't know, Dilla died making beats on his bed.
Yeah, he did.
You know what I mean?
Fact.
And that shit to me blew my mind because everybody, doctors, my mom, was like, yo, you got to stop. You got to stop with the music, stop being in the street, this and that. And I couldn't. It's like telling somebody to stop living.
I feel you.
So long story short, Ma Dukes, Marine, shout out to Marine, shout out to Tony Smith, the J. Dilla Foundation. They asked me to open up for Talib at the stage.
How was that?
Amazing. Best show I've ever done.
I bet.
Yeah.
And what is, so, production-wise, how long have you been making beats, man?
I want to say right when I joined Miami Beat Wave, which was 2008.
Shout out to Miami Beat Wave, by the way.
I know. You guys parted ways, though, right?
Yeah, still we're working. No longer together. Shouts out to Brandon. Me and my partner, Chip, are at the Guild now.
All right. And... how long have you been the Guild?
The Guild, we've been since like 2015, and we transitioned everything through EFN's album.
Word.
Yeah, that's when we last production as Beatwave and new production as the Guild.
Got it. And for those that don't know, you've been around for quite some time, man. You've been working with a lot of the local artists.
Yeah.
You have a lot of production notes and a lot of music that's out now.
Yeah.
Tell me about a few of the artists that you've already worked with.
Locally here, you know, we immediately linked up with Omniscient. We linked up with Flo Official, Artificial.
Uh-huh.
We were always aiming for Mayday, and luckily we have a great relationship to this day.
Shout out to Mayday.
Shout out to Burns and Recognize.
Yo, Burns and Rec are one of my favorite bands.
Right now we're working on both albums.
Word?
So that's fun.
The solo albums?
Burns' album?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm supposed to say that, but that's fine.
So good, we get all the exclusives over here, you know?
Burns' album and the Mayday album.
Well, for those that don't know, Burns' solo album is Candela.
She's classic.
Yeah, you can listen to that shit on Spotify. You can get it on iTunes. You get it Tidal, I believe.
Yeah,
you can get it everywhere, so.
The thing about that album, real quick, is that I love recognizing, I love the expansion of the group, but I've been following them since they were only a duo, and it's like the continuation of the first CD.
Dope.
So if you guys ever want to go back and listen to that, I suggest you do. They have a great catalog.
Yeah, they do. An extensive one, too.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely extensive. Extensive. Man.
And now that they produce for other people, it just gets bigger and bigger.
Yeah, and they produce as well. That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, they stay busy, man. They stay busy. I love it. I love that you've been involved with everyone.
Mm-hmm. Try.
I gotta keep moving.
There's still a lot more I gotta work with.
That's good, man. That's good. So, you went from production. You were, you know, Miami B Wave. Now the Guild. You've been working on this, and then you jumped into Guitars Over Guns. That's where we started at. Now I want to jump back to that, man. Tell me a little bit about that organization. What is exactly Guitars Over Guns?
Guitars Over Guns is an organization where we go to inner city schools, and mainly those schools don't have art or music, or they're just very low grades. Mm-hmm. And we go in there and basically like an after school type of program. Mm-hmm. And we treat it like imagine a band. And then the singer, the keyboardist, the guitar, the rapper, you separate that, those are all the mentors. So each school has like a band type of mentor feel, and we just individually, I help develop writing and song structure and rapping, which is the main thing for them. I have a ton of little kids that tell me, oh, I'm the next one.
That's dope.
But it's a little bit beyond that, and to be honest, I'm more of a counselor than anything else. Because I'm dealing with foster children. I'm dealing with kids who are in trouble, kids who also don't have an identity yet. I mean, who has an identity at that age? But, you know, they're going through a lot of crap.
They're finding themselves.
Yeah. Well, as a side note, I'm really, really happy to hear that, because I had no idea prior to this that you were a part of Guitars Over Guns. And for the holiday toy drive that we try to do every year, we actually teamed up last year with T and Poets, Bearded Villains, Day by Day Lifestyles, and myself as Dream Off Productions. And we actually did our holiday toy drive that was going to benefit Guitars Over Guns. So we got to learn a lot about what you guys do there. And it's just an amazing program. I mean, we're definitely all about music, the arts, and the youth, and just community. So it was a super great opportunity. And now hearing, you know, your side of it and what you get to deal with, it's really empowering to hear that, you know, people that have gone through so much in their life, they can definitely make a change and make a positive change at that to help influence others, especially the kids.
Anything you can do, man, you wouldn't believe it. Like the kids, even though we can get into styles of hip hop and what they like the most, at the end of the day, they do pay attention.
Of course.
And it's just important as adults, you know what I'm saying? I never in my life would have thought I would be in this position. Too much of a thug, too much pow pow. And it instantly made me grow, and like immediately, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, too, you don't want to be that stickler type of teacher, and I don't even want to consider myself a teacher. I'm more of their friend, you know what I'm saying? And if I can get one of them to like take everything in and actually put it out to the world, that should be great. And I actually have a few that are already doing that. I have a girl, shout out to my homie Courtney and Jakari. Those are my two little aces.
It's a beautiful thing, man. I'm glad that you're making positive strides within the community and for yourself. You know, it's never too late to make that positive change in your life, no matter what you've done or what you're doing. Exactly. You know, so props to you, man.
Thank you.
George was saying, you know, we know a lot about you, but for our guests that may not, you do a lot of things: writing, producing, mentoring, all of that. I want to know, number one, do you play any instruments?
No, because I initially started, I could defend myself with a keyboard and a piano.
Okay.
Hence the tattoos. I can play by ear. Mm-hmm. But I'm not a full-fledged musician. I am blessed to be around them, specifically the Pushers, which is a part of
Artificial. Shout out to Fuse.
Shout out to Fuse and Danny Keys. Danny specifically has been a huge part of me as far as developing me. He doesn't even know that. I think he does, but...
Well, now he knows.
Yeah, now you know.
You know, I'm an artist. I think there's a lot of things that you want to conquer as an artist, and rapping wasn't always 100% of me. I can always harmonize and semi-sing.
Well, I've heard you sing, and you sing pretty freaking good, so...
Thank you.
Don't downplay yourself. You know you're hot.
I'm just saying it's hard to transition when you're trying to be this hard artist and lyrical and this and that, and once you learn how to dumb it down correctly, and I hate to say it like that, but it freaking works.
Right.
It works. And I've learned a lot because I've been recording and working a lot with R&B and soulful singers.
Okay.
Yeah, and they just opened up my brain like, oh, shit, this is awesome.
What's your favorite part about everything that you do?
I love the excitement of walking into a studio and me not hear or listen to something I've never listened to before. And it's like, oh, my God. And I'll give you a perfect example. When we were recording, shout out to my mentors, Dead Prez. I'm walking in, and M1 is telling me to come inside, and they're recording the specific song called Intelligence is Sexy. And this, to me, when I walked in, I was like, first of all we heard was the clicker. When I come back, the song is almost done. And it was like listening to hip-hop or mind sex for the first time.
Wow, mind sex. Yes.
Yeah. And that's
to be back.
That song is actually almost like a continuation to it, because it's, you know, it's giving women power, saying that, you know, the intelligence is sexy. It's literally like that.
I'm getting goosebumps.
Man, that's music, bro. That's awesome. And that to me was like one of my favorite times that I've ever walked into a studio. It's happened many times with Recognize and Burns. Mm-hmm. They always blow my mind when I walk in there. It's like, you guys have so much music, so talented.
Yeah, they've been recording for a long time.
I used to listen to Burns when he was doing The All back in, like, high school. Damn. You got to ask him about that. Yeah, because that was, like, my go-to tape. I still have that tape, as a matter of fact.
Bernie, if you hear that, I was 9 years old,
so imagine.
Wow. Damn.
And they have their new album coming out, too, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Tomorrow? Is it tomorrow?
It's a single, I believe.
Tomorrow it's a single? Yeah. Okay.
But I hold Burns in a very high, both him and Rec. Rec has always been an ace ever since he's been a kid battling, you know what I'm saying? But yeah. Burns to me was like, this guy is, you have to rewind that a couple
Burns
times.
Burns is a different, Burns is a different get master, it, right? Man.
Yeah, he's Martian somewhere around there.
Let me tell you, when after his second Mayday album, they were like, yo, what do you think of Burns? I'm like, bro.
Bro.
Where you been? Where you been? Rec is dope as... yo, Rec's hands down one of the top MCs ever.
George's Mayday's number one fan.
Fuck that, yes.
That's dope. But you know what? Look, a lot of people put Rank and a lot of people like to promote their shit a certain way. But I can tell you, guaranteed, even if they don't want to battle you, they're top 10 MCs in Miami.
Absolutely.
Maybe even 5.
Yeah, no, there's no question about that. Listen... Don't get Rec upset. Don't get Burns on that vibe. It's a wrap, bro. Listen, I am one of the biggest fans. I love these dudes.
Me too.
I've listened to them since they were solo artists, since where they were starting in. Well, I hit the mic.
Illiterates.
Goblin. Yeah. Good Goblin.
What's up, Nigoya?
Yeah. Shout out to the Nikas listening. Yeah.
By the way, you are a Nika, right?
Yes, I am.
All right. Well, I'm sorry for what your country is enduring right now.
Yeah, man, shit is rough, crazy right now. It seems like a little, not to compare problems or situations, but it's almost identical to Venezuela.
Yeah.
Except that it's not as deep yet.
No, but people are actually starting to fight back earlier, sooner.
And it's crazy because I've seen other countries, shouts out to Itagüí from Logos Peruana, mm-hmm. saying, like, you know, you guys are doing the shit the right way.
You got to stand up for your rights, man.
Yeah. Well, you know, Venezuela just didn't do it on time. They let things slide.
Yeah, they got a little bit too accustomed to it and just kind of let it ride. But, I mean, I definitely feel for what your country's going for, especially since, you know, this is kind of like repetitive history. But I'm glad that you guys are definitely standing up for that.
I just wish, like, Latin countries can get rid of that type of shit, man. People want to go over there. People want to visit.
Yeah.
You know, I personally haven't been back since I was brought here by war. And
you were born over there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was born in León. And people, when I go to, I've gone to Costa Rica, Panama, vacation.
Shout out Panama.
Yeah.
That's right.
Love Panama. And they tell me, what are you doing here? You need to go to your beaches. Your beaches are the most beautiful beaches.
Yeah.
And I was blown away by that because I was like, why would you tell me that? I'm already here chilling with you guys.
Right.
But it's awesome, man. It's awesome how everybody, I like it when other people from other countries respect your country and they like, oh my God, it's so beautiful. You know?
Absolutely.
And I feel like every country has that. You know?
Well, you know what, Nicaragua it has a whole different vibe on its own. Central America in itself is a whole different. Like, it's, you're never gonna find anything like that. Each coast, it's a fishing community on both sides. You know, you have Atlantic, Pacific. You know, it's a different world. That's where they're gonna do the Panama Canal originally.
Yeah.
Then politics got in the way. But
Panama's good food.
Hey, shout out to La Fritangas.
Oh my God.
For real.
Yo, for real. Listen, there's some Fritangas around my way. Shout out Little Havana.
No, but I've never, I mean, we have a lot of seafood here, and I've always been asked to try ceviche, and I never would.
Pop
until
really?
I was over there, and it was a mango ceviche.
Dog. Hold up.
You liked it?
Hold up. It was amazing. Hold up. It was amazing.
Da Vinci's. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to make ceviche. Homie, you're going to taste some bombs.
I don't eat ceviches.
Me neither. You got to taste some ceviche, woman. But if it's good, I suggest you try it.
Listen, okay.
If there's too many people saying it's good, you
fresh
try
is best, bro. Fresh is best. No matter who says it, fresh is best.
Da Vinci, so you are back on the scene, so welcome back.
Thank you.
We all kind of need to take a break every now and then. We all have things that we need to go through. So tell me a little bit about how you balance out just the whole industry life and your personal life and your family life and everything else that's going on, because I know it's really, really hard to do that.
I'm not typical as far as the artist side of it, because when I step on stage, the light turns on. When I get off, it turns off immediately. I don't follow, like...
You don't get caught up in all of the hype and the stuff.
No, and I've lost friendships because of that, because you're supposed to fake it till you make it. And I don't, that's not my formula at all, you know?
I'm with you.
Especially the way I spit things I do, like, it's like, it wouldn't even match, you know? It would be like me beat Tekashi. You know what I'm saying? Somebody telling you what to do and this and that. But it's not that hard to balance it, but at the same time, you just gotta know where the line is. You gotta know where the line is and keep yourself humble, keep yourself grounded, because Lord knows I've been around people who are like, I'm the next one up, so you should treat me a certain way, you know, and
stay humble, guys.
Yeah.
Stay humble, man.
It just is not a good look, man.
Humble pie.
Exactly.
Well, you know what? I know you've been putting out music. Cats and Night, I'm going to put you on some of his music, man.
I actually purposely stopped because I was told not to drop my last one.
Why?
And Ma Dukes, her and the Dilla Foundation were like, this is so dope. Like, and thank God, man, to get props from her to me is like telling my grandmother.
Yo, that's props. Is that the one that we heard?
That's the one that you went to go hear.
Yo, so let me tell you something about this project,
because
that's what I've been wanting to ask you about. What the F happened to that project?
It's there. I've been reworking it, taking away some of his beats and putting some of ours.
Yo,
because I want. Look, this is one thing that is hard for me to understand. I did the first one by taking little snippets of his beats.
Yes.
Snippets. And then I extended them and made him a song.
Yes.
And easily a producer can be like, I did that. Absolutely not. That was all Dilla.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody was in my head and just reprogramming the whole beat. And then the second one, we remade a few songs and I still took some of his beats.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do this, man, like, we don't notice because the beats are on the internet. So you're like, do you have to download them? You have to do something over them. Mm-hmm. Dilla is the most bootleg person, musician in the world.
I believe it.
And can you imagine how many times I go up? And I've seen it firsthand when I go up to Maureen and they're like, listen to this, watch my video to this. And that shit gets annoying as fuck. And to a point where it's very disrespectful. Hmm. So to me, it was very hard to swallow because I was like, damn, I got some hot shit. I got Raz, M1, Shabam Sadiq. I got a whole bunch of people on here that are just amazing. And I can't put it out, but I respect that, and I respect that they didn't do it in a
like a malicious mean
like,
way.
No, nah, go fuck yourself. Yeah. Instead, it was like, yo, keep working, keep doing this, like, you know, and the opportunities have come. I've gotten a lot of opportunities just for being around them and being myself,
mm-hmm.
and not being this, you know, pretend person. But that changed my whole thing about taking people's music. Even though now I'm doing it a little different, mm-hmm. I still take somebody's music in the sense of covering it.
Well, there's a difference. There's a really
difference. Yeah, as long as you're giving credit and everything, it's right.
One of the records I gave you is from Russ.
Word.
And I thought that shit was so dope, and he's also in my key, that I wanted to sing it. And I was like, why not, you know?
That's dope. Yeah, it's dope. Man. I got I know when it comes out to all of this Dilla stuff, like Master Ace, that Young Black Intelligent,
mm-hmm.
that's a Dilla beat, one of my favorite Dilla beats. And I didn't realize until I heard the Dilla album came up on my playlist. I go, holy shit.
Yeah, bro.
Yo, and you don't realize it, but there's so much Dilla out there. And it's all over the place, but people blatantly use it. they'll tweak it a little bit and just throw it out like their own. They don't give props to Dilla.
No.
You know what I mean? And ever since, Da Vinci, ever since you've been putting music out, you're always shouting out. And it doesn't go without said that you give props to where you got the music from, inspirations. Like, your producer first and foremost, and then the MC thing just glides in natural.
I mean, there's three people who affected me a lot, and one of them was due to a friend, Saint in the Rock. Shout out to him. He's the one who introduced me to Curtis Mayfield. Curtis Mayfield, James Brown, and JD are my biggest influence.
Cool.
So right there is like a lot of my core of where my music comes from, the funk. Gotcha. I love the funk.
Who's got the funk?
Love it, man. Everybody, it doesn't matter what genre the funk goes to, everybody dances to it.
That's true. And that's true.
To me, it's like it even paved way to the new kids, the new trappers. You know what I'm saying? And it's like there's a certain formula there that automatically when you hear the beat, it's already dancing time.
Of course.
Which is cool.
So how do you feel about the term? This just happened about a week ago. The whole joint with Russ happened that he tried all the producers, sounding the same.
To tell you the truth, about that? He's a producer himself.
Yeah.
So I understand where he's going from, but the thing is that it's two-sided. It's not just the producer. It's also the artist that accepts it and is like, yeah, we're going to do this back at the flow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's like, I'm sorry. I there's a line. I give props to the Migos, but they don't give props to Bone Thugs.
They need to.
I give props to Migos. They don't give props to Twista. And there's other people, the Fushnickers, Chip Fu.
Yeah.
All these people that rhyme like that way before.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's very simple. Shouts out to Bone Thugs.
That's all you got to do.
That's it. Sure. And then you probably get a Crazy Bone, Busy Bone, Migos collab.
That would be insane.
They don't think like that at all.
I think a lot of people don't think like that, and I'm glad that you've touched base on this because I've had a lot of conversations off air about just the industry, specifically here in Miami, where everybody's just kind of like hating on each other. Nobody gives anybody credit. You've known these people all your life. You've always been around them, but you see each other somewhere. They don't even say hi. They want to act all important, like they don't know who you are. So what do you think we as artists, producers, writers, directors, whatever it is that we do, what do you think we need to do in order to change that mentality and to kind of just help the community unite and make moves the way that we're supposed to?
I think it's already started, and it's not by hip-hop. It's by the other genres. If you look at Suenalo, Palo, or all these other exceptions of bands, Locos Por Juana, all these bands have interchangeable parts, meaning if somebody can't make it, another person will make it. And that to me is like the ultimate love. Like, look, man, we don't have a bass player. Can you come help us or this and that? And that's just like opening your doors. You don't have to do that. That's your band. So if I'm not gonna lie, there's certain people I named I don't talk to anymore. But I still respect them. Do they do that for me? I don't know. I don't care.
You know, doesn't matter as long as you're cool with yourself.
No, for sure.
Well, you know, you only got to answer to yourself, about yourself.
Yeah, yeah. And to me, it's like I want to see growth. You know what I'm saying? I want to see them do better, you know? It's just like if you're an honest person, which there's a lot there aren't, and you break up with somebody, and whether it's a friend or a girl or your boyfriend, whatever, situation it is, you always want to see them do good. You can't be the dick and be like, oh, hope he goes through hell for the rest of his life.
Of course not. No,
no, man. You know, because that's also energy you're bouncing right back to you.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you gotta support, man. And there's one fucking thing that people know me about is I support everybody I work with and even some who don't even know me. And that's fine.
Because that's how it should be, though.
I still consider myself a fan first. If I like your song, I'm going to tell you straight
up.
Yeah, for sure.
Straight
super
up
fans. Super fans.
Groupies, almost.
Speak for yourself, groupie.
Don't make me call Mayday.
Hey, I'm going there after this, but, by the way.
You know, I have Mayday interviews that haven't seen the light of day, and this is before like this whole Tech Nine joining thing happened. Listen, ask Mayday.
Why don't you do a documentary?
Nah, yo, Mayday's too dope. We can't do that.
Why not? Nobody knows her story. They're still yet to. Those guys should have platinum records right now.
They should.
They should have gold. Well, they have a gold record, but I'm sorry, man. They represent us so so well, and people still deny them.
And I love that they always come back home. They always do shows here. They do a lot of free shows here just to show love to the community.
I'll say, Mayday, let me do your documentary.
There you go, put it out there.
Mayday, Mayday.
Put it in the universe.
Yeah.
Mayday, Mayday, Mayday. Let me do your documentary. Damn it.
You know what I like about them, too, keeping them on the subject, is we've always, since we were Miami B-Wave, we've always were driven by quality. And they stand, that's their shit. Like, their sound is super quality.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. There's no...
And
there's
so
no
unique, beginning. You know?
Exactly. Well,
let me ask you, now, since you've worked with so many different artists and whatnot, when you start mentoring these kids, what are some of the qualities you've seen in them that maybe some artists now don't even carry, that you know it's going to take them somewhere?
I have both. I have the ones that are like, trap world. They want to be NBA young boy. And then the way I had a tough time actually reaching at them the first year, because I was like, we don't like the same music. We don't like the same music. But if you want to take my class, I want you to be familiar with the past. So there's Pete Rock days, there's DJ Premier days, there's Dilla days. Dope. And to the point where some of them can name who did what, which that to me is already an accomplishment.
That's awesome.
And I have to show trap beats too, because I want them to feel like, they're wanted, because that's what they want. They want to trap it out. Mm-hmm. But the two that I named, Courtney and Jakari, they take the spitting serious, which I'm blown away. And one of them is, I don't want to put a barrier between a boy and a girl, but she shows me things that I've never seen a guy do. You know what I'm saying? She's 16.
Yes, yeah. Girl power.
16, writing verses on the spot, which to me, it took me a long time to write verses on the spot. And she's like, I'm ready. Let's go.
And she said she's what, 16?
She's 16. That's about amazing. To turn 16. And he's just turned 17.
Amazing.
And I'll give you an example. Every year we do one song that we do as a group, all 5 to 8 schools. And I was in charge of all the rappers this year. And we were missing somebody. As far as the song structure, somebody couldn't make it. So I called her the day before the recording. And mind you, she does after school work. She helps basically do math to other kids and tutor and all this. And I was like, look, man, I need you. Do you think you can do a verse by tomorrow morning? And then tomorrow morning, I'm going to pick you up and we're going to go to... Alex J Studio, which right now it's running out of Noise Match.
Okay.
Beautiful studio. And she did it in an hour.
Wow.
She did it in an hour, and she was my example for the rest of the kids, because some of them were so scared and afraid. And I understand that. Mm-hmm. But some of them were just being lazy. And I have to use him as an example, because he was walking around school saying, I have a manager. I got a mixtape he's going to drop. And I'm like, I know for a fact you don't. Why would you do that? You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, Courtney did her verse in an hour, came the next day, and murdered the shit. That left all the producers and the engineers inside there like floored. And that was just awesome. It's just, how much do you want it?
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's and my other kid, there's a well-known artist named Elston Torres here. He's has like this tropical vibe, kind of like... he's very unique. I don't want to put down my finger on it, but he called my boss and told him, do you have a rapper that can get on a song about the Stoneman Douglas situation? So these guys, two guys, Elston and his producer, wrote this guy's verse. And when I told Jakari, he was like, look, they wrote your verse, but I think you should write something too. And he was like, for sure. So by the time we get there, they tell him to spit what they wrote. And I'm just like, just listen to him. Let them guide you. And they told him, can you improvise something? So my kid was freaking out, and he's like, what does he mean, freestyle? And I was like, and he was texting me right in front of them, and I was like, no, spit what you wrote right now. And one take, and everybody was like, holy shit, what is this? And I'm like, I brought you a prepared student, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's ready. And through that, video recorded, video put out, he got his first publishing at 16.
Wow.
20% of the song.
Wow.
That's amazing.
That is so good.
Which maybe that's something I shouldn't be saying out loud, but it's an accomplishment I never had at 16. Sure.
You know what? That's an accomplishment not a lot of artists have.
Exactly.
Right now, period. Right now. I don't care how many singles and mixtapes, you didn't do that. Yeah. You don't get 20% of something.
So to see this kid smile and, you know, I had to win the heart of his grandmother to trust me, to, you know, let me take him to the studio. I've taken him a few times. I've rewarded him with that. And he's receptive to it because I gave the same opportunity to everybody.
Oh, I'm getting chills again. This is so awesome. I love it.
It's just dope, man. I love it. And I love that he takes the baton and runs with the shit. And he's not one of those that's like, oh, I'm going to be huge, this and that. Mm-hmm. And that's okay to have that attitude. But it's even better to me to see the humble guy who barely talks. And as soon as you tell him to record, he's like, argh.
And he goes, kills it.
Yeah.
Man, that's good. You know, I would love to see that from a lot of artists, to be honest.
I think it would be one of the dopest cities if we did that.
I mean, even opportunity-wise, opportunities are all over the place. Yeah. You know, to see who's going to step up, who's not, that's a different story. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's great to see that you've affected these kids in such a positive way. You said it's 8 schools. What schools are involved?
We have Cutler Ridge. We have Jose de Diego, which is in the middle of Wynwood. We have North Miami, which I go to that too. Shout out to Sierra, my other rap mentor. Alapata, which is mine. Man, I'm forgetting some.
Forgetting 4. We have DaVinci on the spot right now.
Damn, my bad to all the kids I can't remember right now. But it's actually going to be from, I think, man, is that some of them dropped, but I still remember going to them. I remember going to Edison.
Okay.
Edison also had the program. Okay. But the cool thing is that we've only done middle school. Next year, we start high school.
Awesome.
Which I think it
that's going to be crazy.
My both of my kids come back. Mm-hmm. They're not in middle school anymore. They already graduated. Quote-unquote from 8th grade.
Right.
And they come back to me, which that to me was awesome. And then my light bulb went on, and I'm telling my boss, like, yo, why don't we keep doing this? Like, the high schoolers still need us. You know, if anything, they need us.
Probably more.
Yeah.
And they still get, you know, not for nothing, I don't know about you, but in high school, you still get in a lot of trouble.
Of course.
High school was like my crazy time.
If you don't have something to focus on, you are about to lose focus on everything.
Trust me. And I'm waiting for those conversations, too. Because I know they're going to come up, like, yo, what do I do? Or, you know, temptation.
Yeah, temptation.
All kinds of things.
That's fine. You need to go through that. You need to go through that. You need to measure yourself how you are and how you're going to react to certain shit, you know?
So, DaVinci, we're getting to the end of the show, unfortunately.
Damn, already.
But before we go, number one, if there's any advice that you can give to our listeners, whether it's professional or personal, what would it be?
Show love, man. Show love. Don't be an angry person. Don't let shit from the past affect you. And through all that shit, there's music for all that, for all your mood. And just lose yourself in the music, man. Lose yourself in the music. And like I said, like Miami, we need, people won't say this shit to you, but we need your support. We need you. Like, we're trying to come out of this city, and to sum it up, other cities show us more love than you do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that's fine. It's happened to Pitt. It's happened to other bigger guys, and that's cool. But the thing is, there's so much shit to do in Miami that it's like, maybe today I support this guy. Maybe today I go fucking to the Heat game. You know, and it's cool, but man, I'm telling you, and not to offend anybody, but I rarely hang out with rappers anymore. Because that's I don't want to say it's a level, but there's only a certain conversation there. When I go to help my partner Chip, shout out to Chip, he records orchestra musicians. And those guys have conversations.
Mm-hmm, real conversations.
And you look at them and you're like, holy shit. And the most important part, coming back to it, is that they show each other love. You're talking to a guy who has been playing the violin for 25 years. Another girl has been playing the whatever. Shouts out to Debbie, the drummer. She's been playing for some odd years. And they're all giving each other props. And it's never like, oh, you fucked up there.
Name me somebody who's been rapping for like 25 years in Miami, man. Jimmy 3P, how about name three people in Miami that were rapping for 25 years and see if they name each other?
Exactly.
That's the big thing right there.
That's another thing, man. And man, don't be afraid to support. Like, that's the most important thing. Like, some people are like, oh, if they catch me listening to this guy, I'm going to be called this. Or I'm going to be labeled this. Shit, man. It's like, fuck that, man. If you want to listen to the rainbow-haired guy, whatever you want to do. Yeah, just listen to him, you know? He's entertaining. You know, just remember it's entertainment.
Yeah, it is. You know? It's not hip-hop.
Whatever. A lot of this shit right now is not hip-hop.
This is true.
But that's a whole other conversation.
But you know what?
We're going to bring you back.
I got to say, you know what? An hour is not long enough to have with you, man. And I love the fact that you've, you know, above everything that's happened to you, everything that you've gone through, your message remains the same. Just show love, even if it's someone you don't speak to directly anymore. If you're not part of a crew, like let's say if right now we have 305 Magazine, let's say we had 954 Magazine, which there is, by the way, and if y'all listening to us, what up? Shout out to you guys for doing your thing.
Exactly.
So, you know, think about it. Like right now we have one of our guests coming up. I'm not sure if it's in the next 2 weeks, Diego from South Beach Magazine.
Next week.
Okay. Most people will be like, you bringing another magazine in here? Yeah, I'm bringing another magazine because he's dope as hell.
Yeah.
Homie's dope. He's buena gente. Bring him through. Let's talk about his experiences. Same thing with everyone in the city. So, you know, kudos to you, man, for always showing love to everyone and giving back to the community the way you are, man.
Really quickly, can you tell me a little bit about Bandcamp? What is Bandcamp and why are you part of that?
Bandcamp was something... my homie Razzcast, shout out to Razzcast. He put me on. It's just a website where you can upload your music. You can upload merch. You can pretty much put all your stuff in there and let the world get a
but they
hold
have
of
a
it.
Really good program that really helps and protects artists and producers and everything like that. So,
man, right there you got me. Because
okay.
I'm one of those.
I thought you knew more.
No, one of those because I'm one of those that just, and it's a very bad habit, I just love to create.
Okay.
And when it comes to that side, I need somebody. So if you're listening to me,
let me tell you something. I know a little bit about Bandcamp. Bandcamp is a very good platform for up and coming artists that you want to sell your music, you want to sell some merch, you want to put some anything out, but you want to make some money. Bandcamp will allow you to sell your product online. If you have an album, let's say Da Vinci has, what's the name of the last album you put out? Not the part two.
The D,
which is the whole Dilla joint.
Whole
if he wanted to sell, if you only want to buy three songs off there, it's just like iTunes and Tidal. You could just select which ones you want
to
buy.
So, a big surprise, that's the only one that I'm allowed to give away for free.
Yeah.
So go ahead and take advantage of it.
If you go on 305magazine.com, it's there.
Yeah.
All your singles are there, son. I got all your stuff on
which
there.
Which is a huge catalog because I browsed through it and I was just like, all right, I'm going to have to look at this later.
That's
awesome.
Yo. Where can we find you on, whether it's social media or if you have a webpage, tell everybody where we can find you.
My IG is DaVinci with 2 C's _the guild. And that's pretty much the only one that I mess with.
Okay.
Facebook is more personal for me.
Okay.
Yeah. And even then, I don't trust that motherfucker.
I'm with you.
They're watching.
Who are you with no friends?
Shout out to Scam, too. He's the one that told me to put a little sticker on my computer.
Yo, tell Scam I want him on the show, bro.
He's coming on the show.
I'm saying
he's gonna come.
Yo, he's gotta come through. I hit you up.
And you can come with him the next time he comes
for
in.
For sure.
Yo, you need to come through, bro.
We're like water and oil, but it works.
That is what's
Are there any shout outs you wanna give before we go?
Oh, man, shout out to all my students. Shout out to Go-Go, Guitars Over Guns. Shout out to Maureen, Ms. Yancey, Ms. Smith, actually, is her name now. Tony Smith, and shout out to you, Mom.
There you go.
Thank you so much, Da Vinci, and shout out to you for the great interview and for your time. I want to give everybody on our live feeds a huge shout out as well. Thank you guys so much for the support. We love you guys, and make sure you guys tune in to 305 Radio, a part of 305 Magazine, every Monday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time on MiamiUndergroundRadio.com. This is your girl, Dre Moff, signing off.
And this is George, 305 Magazine. If you want to find us, it's at 305 Magazine, everything social media, at 305 Magazine. And for the show, at 305 Radio, listen up, tune in, record, enjoy, whatever. Follow the live stream. Da Vinci, thanks for coming out, bro.